Hey Laura, I'm well thanks. Hope your lesson went well. And you're right, voice messages do have their advantages. I'm glad I can help make your commutes feel shorter. Oh, actually, I might be able to come in 3 weeks. You mean the weekend of the 6th, right? Let me double check and get back to you. That's really nice of your housemates to let me sleep in their beds. Tell them thank you from me. And I noticed straight away that you said cheers. You're becoming more and more British by the day, by the sounds of it. Nice. You really have come across a fair few idioms too. Ha! And yes, burning the midnight oil has been used on me too. Your teacher is simply highlighting the fact that you're up really late studying and doing your work. It's not a bad thing. I mean, some people simply are night owls. I often burn the midnight oil in the build-up to exams. As for your other expressions, I wrote them all down here, so bear with me a moment. It takes two to tango. That is used when, for example, there's an argument between two people. It simply means that both people are responsible for it, and you can't just put the blame on one person. You can't dance the tango by yourself, after all. Next was lovely weather for ducks. I've never really got this one myself. I'm pretty sure it's just another way to say it's raining, because ducks like the rain, I guess. It's not something I use on a daily basis. If something is the bee's knees, it just means it's great or of high quality. I think it's something to do with a bee's knees being all sweet when they've been collecting nectar. Bob's your uncle is also a strange one. It's another way of saying, and there you have it, or it's done. I think I'd use it when I'm explaining something to someone. So, just as a random example, to boil an egg, I would say heat up the water so it's boiling, drop the egg in the water for about 6 minutes, and then Bob's your uncle, you have a boiled egg. The more I think about that one, the stranger it sounds. And then we have codswallop. It's spelt CODSWALLOP. It just means nonsense. What a load of codswallop is a common phrase, as Brits might say. I think I would just say rubbish. Anyway, that's Tom's English lesson over for today. Yes, I'll give you a call this weekend to talk about me visiting. Looking forward to it, love.